Malam Suleiman speaks in a whisper as he narrates his ordeal in the hands of fairies. This is the third attack he has experienced in 2 years, but this one was by far the worst. He was riding on his bike after work when terrorists abducted him in broad daylight. He was dragged to the forest and the terrorists threatened to shoot him several times. Kidnapping in northwest and north central Nigeria has been on the rise since 2018. Many have fled their homes with little or nothing to survive. Hundreds of thousands of Nigerians in the regions are currently displaced. They seek shelter in schools, uncompleted buildings, and in camps, some of them in neighboring countries like Niger Republic.
Welcome to another episode of the Crisis Room podcast. I am Ruqayyah Said, standing in for Maryam Mustafa. With me is my colleague Murtala Abdullahi. Each week, we look at security issues across Nigeria and answer the tough questions around them.
This week, we will be looking at the waves of kidnapping by terrorists and the traumatic experience victims endure in northwest and north central Nigeria.
Within the first 6 months of the year, the northwest and north central have been the hotbed for kidnapping, with a total number of 2,944 people abducted. Many lives have been lost. Abduction has become a daily tragedy and so many incidents go unreported. Oftentimes, victims are chained, beaten and tortured. Kidnapped victims suffer physical abuse and psychological trauma, which leaves them to nurture anxiety, fear and depression for long. Women and girls are forcefully married to these terrorists. Some are gang-raped and exposed to various sexually transmitted diseases, while many lose their lives. Others survive to tell their heart-rending stories.
The saddest part is how the federal government is not concerned about the children who have become targets of these terrorists. The United Nations Children Fund, UNICEF, estimates that 300 children have been killed and over 1 million children are afraid to go back to school.
A child's first day at school should be an exciting event for parents and the pupil. But the reverse has been the case in Nigeria. Children exposed to conflict and violence are at risk of long-term mental health and psychosocial issues. Research has shown that stress and violence have been linked to poor brain development, depression, and poor self-esteem.
Sadly, the federal government is not dealing appropriately with the crisis. So far, the government has not adequately tried to support the physical and mental health of abductees. With us today is Kule Adebajo. He has visited affected communities and spoken to victims of the violence. How do you see the state of kidnapping in Nigeria and how do you think victims can best be assisted after surviving captivity?
You know, when Nigerians heard kidnapping, the image in our heads used to be of militants in the South and foreign abductees. Then Boko Haram came and started kidnapping women and school children in the Northeast. Now, the trend has shifted to the Northwest and North Central part of the country. And statistics available to us show that it is even worse there. As much as we look at the problem in terms of location and statistics, we should also not lose sight of how it affects the individual victims. Many of them spend weeks, if not months, in the harshest conditions. They are starved, beaten, sexually violated, exposed to severe weather, and sometimes witness the death or murder of fellow abductees. This year especially, we have seen many young boys and girls being subjected to these circumstances, but we do not see enough programs, either from the government or NGOs, to support the recovery of these victims. We need to do more, first of all, to prevent repeat occurrences. And then, we should invest resources to provide psychosocial care for survivors. Even though they will likely carry the scars of their experiences for many years, they should at least not have to deal with it by themselves.
Thank you, Kunle. And let me also add that with the increasing rate of unemployment and inflation, many Nigerians would dive into desperate moves to meet up with the state of the economy. Kidnapping can also be effectively tackled, and security can be improved when the government shows determination and readiness to address the root cause and the symptoms of the problem.
This is an episode of Human Angle Crisis Room. Thank you for listening. I am Ruqayyah Said. Join in next week for another episode. Members of our production team are Abba Toko, Anita Egboigbe, and Osato Edokpai. The executive producer is Ahmed Salkida.